Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Texas. And Gun Owners of America as well is the Barefoot Defender, Stephen Wilford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing pretty good. It's got cold here. Is it cold in Texas today?
Well, it's cooler in Texas, and we're quite overcast. I guess once the clouds blow away, it'll be quite colder than that. They say that's like a blanket. So yeah. We're cold, but not that cold yet.
Gotcha. So let's look at what you guys just did. Now, Oregon did this thing called Proposition 114, I believe it was called, or what do they call that one?
Absolutely. It was Proposition 114, and right away it banned high-capacity magazines, as they call them. We call them standard-capacity magazines.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Glock 19, or a Glock 17 is meant to hold 17 rounds, one in the chamber.
Right.
So it's standard capacity magazine. And it was a standard capacity magazine ban, and it was a assault weapons ban, and as we call them, modern sporting rifles, because AR-15s are not assault weapons. They just can't get their words right and what they're supposed to mean. You know, maybe they should look them up in an encyclopedia or whatever, but so they tried to ban standard capacity magazine and sporting rifles, and including AR-15s, AK-47 stuff. And right away, Gun Owners of America, and you can find us at gunowners.org, we filed lawsuits, and we sued them because of it. It narrowly passed in a referendum vote, very, very narrowly passed. And it's still against our Constitution. You can't just vote our Constitution away. It's the supreme law in our nation. And got lots of good people in Oregon that own guns. And as a matter of fact, Prop 114 even denied standard capacity magazines to law enforcement officers and everything else. And why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because criminals don't care.
Right.
Criminals are going to have whatever capacity magazine they want to have. Why would you ban law-abiding citizens and law enforcement officers from having standard capacity magazines also? It's ridiculous that you would do that. Why would you leave people unable to defend themselves? And it's just an arbitrary number that they just throw out there and say, well, you can't have any more than 8 rounds or 10 rounds or whatever they, you know. And so GOA fought it, and we took it all the way up, and a federal judge says, you know what? It's against our United States Constitution. Not only is it against the United States Constitution, it's also against Oregon State Constitution. Apparently, Oregon has in their state constitution something like the Second Amendment, and Prop 114 violated both. And so he didn't just put a stay, he vacated it, meaning effective now. It goes away.
Right.
And they're going to appeal it, but while the appeal is going on, people can still own these guns.
Right.
You know, and it will be appealed, and it'll go on to the circuit court, which is probably the Ninth Circuit, which is very 2A unfriendly, but And if they win at the Ninth Circuit, then we're going to take and we're going to appeal it and we're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. And what that matters to you. So you may not be in Oregon. You say, what difference does that pike make in Oregon? To me, I'm in Illinois. What are y'all doing in Illinois? Well, in Illinois, we've also got the lawsuit against the assault weapons ban in Illinois. But it matters to Illinois. It matters to California that has an assault weapons ban in California. It matters because if we take these lawsuits all the way to the Supreme Court and we win it at the Supreme Court level, now it's nationwide.
Right.
It does away with these bans nationwide. And we're fighting them in California and we're fighting them in Illinois. We're fighting them in Oregon. Whichever one reaches, and at some point the Supreme Court is going to have to take one of these cases off. And when they do, it'll have far-reaching ability to overturn all these crazy bills and stuff. And it will stop them.
You guys are very busy at the moment. So with that coming up, now, what do you expect to see go before the Supreme Court? What do you expect to actually see make it to the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court has already said that they're going to hear the bump stock case.
Right.
And they're going to hear that in December. And now, they won't come out with their finding until early summer. But they are going to start hearing it. And they're going to make their decision, and then their decision will come out in early summer. So that's an important one to watch, too, because the bump stock ban, if overturned, we are fighting the bump stock ban because the ATF does not have the authority just to turn around and say, we're going to redefine something. And we're going to redefine bump stocks to be illegal where they weren't illegal before and people purchased them. And we're fighting that up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is going to hear it now because not only the Fifth Circuit, but the Sixth Circuit has overturned the bump stock ban, and now there's split court, so the Supreme Court will have to hear it. And when that happens, we're sure that it will overturn the bump stock ban, and when it overturns the bump stock ban, that also because the pistol brace ban and the frame and receiver ban was done the same way. The president just basically said, oh, ATF, you just go out and redefine something. The ATF is part of the executive branch, and they are ruled by the president, the executive. But the executive branch can't make law. The legislative branch is where laws are made. The executive branch signs off to those laws and implements those laws. So the executive branch cannot even make a law by itself, and that's what these are trying to do. So we're convinced that if it overturns the bump stock ban, it will also overturn and drop the... So we have also won the pistol brace ban right now.
Right.
And they've appealed it. But now you can legally buy a pistol brace again. Thank you very much, Gun Owners of America.
Yes, thank you. I celebrated by putting a pistol brace on my pistol when that happened. When you guys did that, I celebrated that.
Go to gunowners.org and sign up, please. Give us a little attaboy, you know, because, you know, our lawyers are out there just hitting home runs right now.
All the time.
And we need your help because fighting all these cases is not
free.
They have George Soros behind them, and we can't fight that alone. We have to have resources from all over this country to fight what's going on. And we have now overturned that pistol brace ban. They have, again, appealed it, and that's working its way up. But as of now, they cannot stop you from owning a pistol brace.
Hold up right there, if you will, Stephen. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. This is Lock and Load. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America, and they have been successfully doing the work. They have the people that they've taken care of the bump stock thing. They've taken care of the pistol brace thing. They're working on the pistol frame thing. And you guys have to, now this right now, it has to be done on a state by state basis, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but if they continue to appeal it and we keep fighting it and bringing it up, it goes to the federal level next. After it goes to the state level, then it, you know, after all of that's exhausted, it goes to the district, you know, district courts and circuit courts. And then, you know, it is federal at that point. And if it gets appealed out of the inferior courts, as they call them, the Supreme Court calls any court underneath them inferior courts. And that to be circuit courts like the Fifth Circuit, Sixth Circuit, Ninth Circuit, you know, and in most of these states like Oregon, they're in the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit is a very liberal court, very anti-2A.
Right.
But, and if they do a finding like they have upheld the assault weapons ban and the high capacity magazine ban in California, and we've appealed it, and now it's moving forward to the Supreme Court also. But once the Supreme Court hears it, then it's done. It's law throughout the nation, and it doesn't matter what the states think.
Right.
Yeah. You know, at that point, you can buy, sell, trade, and whatever, pistol braces or assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or whatever they want to call it with their bogus interpretation, you know, then if we win it in a national level at the Supreme Court, then it goes for the whole nation. And that's our focus, you know. If the Fifth Circuit, we've already overturned, and in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi is the Fifth Circuit. And if we've already overturned the bump stock ban. If they did not appeal it, then it would only be legal in Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. But they appealed it. And now if it goes to the Supreme Court, it will be for the whole nation.
So let me ask you a question. And with this, I've often wondered about this because, you know, I remember when Dettelbach was up there and he was being queried by the House, and they were like, so do you want to ban assault weapons? He's like, well, yes. And they said, well, how do you define an assault weapon? He said, oh, but that's for you guys to do.
Yeah.
Why isn't somebody, and I'd like to see Gun Owners of America do it simply because of their win streak right now. That would give me confidence they would get this done too. Why isn't somebody lobbying some of these politicians to get out there and actually write the legislation describing what an assault weapon would be? Since they want to use the language, and I know the language is a political term, but every now and again I want to slap them with Alinsky's rules that they're using. I want to slap them with the old rule book, let them play by those rules.
So Gun Owners of America does not want to define an assault weapon as such, because we truly believe that, yes, even assault weapons should be able to be purchased by law-abiding citizens.
So you're going after the NFA instead?
Well, yes, we're going after the NFA. We're working on that with the Suppressor Freedom Act in Texas. So Texas passed what's called the Suppressor Freedom Act, meaning that anything made in the state of Texas and never sold outside the border of the state of Texas, and then it can't be made illegal, can't be banned, confiscated, or regulated by the federal government. And so we're fighting that here. And right along with our state attorney general, Ken Paxton, has filed. So the state of Texas is actually following through with that and fighting it all the way to, you know, up the food chain also.
Right.
So we actually have help from Ken Paxton and the state of Texas. And if we fight that and get it all the way up, we can get the suppressors pulled off the NFA items. We're looking at, and we've already got a judge that is talking about the NFA may be illegal altogether now. And that goes with the pistol brace ban, them wanting to consider it short-barreled rifle.
Right.
So now he's saying, because he found that the pistol brace ban, and if the NFA wants, or the ATF wants to call them short barrel rifles, he found that the NFA Act may actually be illegal altogether. And so that may be an avenue that we go to maybe pull down the NFA Act altogether. With Bruin, with the Bruin decision, the Supreme Court said everything has to go off of historical basis from now on.
Right.
If they didn't ban anything when the Second Amendment was created and ratified, then they can't ban it today. There has to be historical proof that it should be illegal. And with Bruin, it has opened up a whole bunch of doors, because all these inferior courts are now supposed to define, that's what they're supposed to look at, is historical precedent from the founding fathers. And they can't find that to put any kind of limitations on the Second Amendment.
Right.
You know, Joe Biden said, the Second Amendment isn't encompassing everything. You can't own a cannon. Excuse me. Yes, you can. It's ridiculous. Back in when the Second Amendment was founded, there were lots of people that owned their own cannon. And the Second Amendment meant shall not be infringed. You know, should you be able to own an M1 Abrams tank? Well, if you can afford it, yeah, go ahead. Me, I personally can't afford one.
Well, I've read about people that there's one guy that bought a Sea Harrier from the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tanks and armored personnel carriers, lots of people own those things. So, you know, the resident, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen, I'm about to run out of time here. So, first things first, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you.
You can, everybody should go and join Gun Owners of America. It's about $25, I think, and you can't imagine what they're going to do with that money. They're going to go out there and they're going to reclaim your rights that have been stolen from you. Because that's the way they see it. That's the way they look at it. Steven is out there. He's out there preaching the gospel. And in the background, you got people like Steven Stambolia, who's been on the show many times. You got Mr. Olson. He's on there. These guys are out there turning the tide back towards freedom and liberty for me and you. So, and it's always nice to have somebody from that organization here. Thank you, and I'll be talking to you soon, Mr. Williford.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Coming up next, it's going to be Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org with This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Hamas has transferred 6 additional Israeli hostages to the custody of the Red Cross following the release of 2 hostages just hours earlier. This development coincides with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire by another day. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasizing that when Israel does resume military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military
military operations. It must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
Lincoln said the U.S. is advocating for an extension of humanitarian pauses. And the six-week United Auto Workers strike at Ford cut sales at the company by about 100,000 vehicles and cost them $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking now with Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill. Always a privilege to be on your show. Always a privilege to talk to your listeners.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about the NYPD. Now, they got defunded to the tune of, what, $1.5 billion during de Blasio?
That is correct.
Yeah. And they have been steadily... They've been steadily hemorrhaging officers.
To the point of 10,000 officers over the last two years.
Yeah. So, and now, is this 2,500 officers that have left them, is this from this year alone?
When you say this year is not over, but that is correct. That's a correct assumption.
11 months they have lost 2,500.
11 months.
Wow.
And here's what's so startling about it, Bill. Out of that 2,500, over 1,000 of those officers were within a matter of 12 to 18 months of receiving their pensions of retirement. So why is that such a shocking statistic? What you're hearing these officers say is, we cannot guarantee our sanity and our physical safety for just another 12 months to receive all full retirement. When they leave, they're leaving with nothing but the shirt on their backs. They're walking away from their retirement because they're that concerned that if they don't walk now, they won't be around to enjoy their pensions in 12 to 18 months.
Right.
That is a shockingly strong statement, Bill.
Well, how
if
many
you're willing to walk up your retirement for that, it's mind-boggling.
How many officers have been executed in their cars just sitting around?
Yeah, that's a good question. I could think of at least 20 off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, since the whole defund the police George Floyd thing?
Correct.
See?
Here's what's interesting. You know, talk about that. We're going to continue to come back to New York, but leading that into another particular story that's breaking. We had a deputy in L.A. County Sheriff's Office who was just what you said, pulled up at a red light, was sitting there, car pulled up next to him, lowered the window, and shot him in the head. I mean, just out of the blue. Killed the officer. Now, that's tragic enough. But LAPD is down by almost 2,700, saying 25, but it's really almost 2,700 officers. The vacancies right now, not just people that are there short by, but they've got 2,700 law enforcement vacancies on top of others that are retired. So here's where it becomes interesting. The family of the deputy has now decided to go to court to sue LA County for defunding the police. And here's their premise. Our guys that are still there are having to work double shifts to try to provide some semblance of protection that they can't do. I mean, if you got five guys and now you've only got three, it's just hard to make up the difference of the two with the additional with the three guys you've already got. But that's what they're trying to do. But here is their point of their lawsuit. If you're taking the guys that you have left, you're not replacing. You're trying to perform to the same level that you are used to when you have a full contingency. And what you're doing to the guys that are left is you're working them literally hundreds of hours a month, overtime. They're getting no rest, no R&R. They're being put in situations where they're beyond physically exhausted. And you know what happens when you're in that position, Bill? You begin to lose your reactionary time.
Right.
You begin to lose, you know, your coherence. And so you're apt to make mistakes. So they are, this family of the slain deputy are suing the county saying because of your negligence in not funding, not giving them the proper equipment, not giving them the proper time. In other words, you've got to have time off. And basically taking away everything that they have and making them just work 24/7. You put them in a position to where they're ineffective in their job and susceptible to being vulnerable to being killed. Our son was killed. We want $20 million for that. Now, here's why I mentioned it on your show. Interesting angle. What is the county going to do if a jury comes back and says, you're right, you expect reasonable hours, reasonable equipment, reasonable protection to perform a duty? If you fail to provide the industry, the county is going to be liable. If that whole issue gains momentum and traction across the country, New York, Seattle, Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, et cetera, and people start suing their governments for failing to provide the basic needs that they swore to uphold when they were elected to office and they took the oath of office, it's going to be an interesting scenario in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Now, that's primarily going to happen in blue cities, isn't it?
Well, quite frankly, you are correct, because I am at a loss right now to tell you of a red city that has embraced BLM, defund the police, and trying to force officers to become social workers instead. Not saying that it doesn't exist, but I'm at a loss to try to name one at the moment.
Well, I mean, one thing that I did see, and I saw a lot of Republicans that got out there and took a knee to BLM in the beginning when everybody was of the impression that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd.
Correct.
Because they watched The Magic Box and all that other stuff. But I think they might have figured out that was a big grift after all that was all that was done there. But I can only hope. I can only hope.
Bill, I think you may be on the call, you know. I tell you what I find interesting, to substantiate the position you just took. One of the key leaders in the development and the creation of BLM, Black Lives Matter,
yeah,
just came out this morning and endorsed Donald Trump.
I saw that.
2024.
I saw that.
He said the Democrats have lied and used them, not supported and assisted them. So, you know, very much accuracy to what you just said.
Right.
And very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, We got to get Republicans in there, but we're going to have Republicans that are going to take action, and we got to have Republicans that do not fall for the whole. Does it anger you as much as it angers me that Republicans get down and they're constantly trying to court the media to get them to like them?
It does, and let me tell you, this is the position. I think this occurred yesterday, so I have not been able to announce it on your show again. You're doing on shows across the country yesterday. President Trump took a position yesterday, mid-morning, that it will require the use of the military to restore justice and law and order.
Yep, saw that.
So, interesting that he is now taking a position I've been a proponent on. You can't hold the top agencies, the top people, the attorney general, the director of the bureau, et cetera, accountable on your own. You're going to have to bring in the military. That's going to have to start with military tribunals. And I think we are locked and loaded and already prepared for that.
Well, something's going to have to happen, and it's going to be something different because, you know, that whole definition of insanity thing, we need to get away from that. But we're coming up on the we're coming up on a break. So Michael is a he runs this company called InvestUSA.org, and you heard him talking about equipping police officers. A lot of police officers do not have protective vests, and a protective vest is the difference between life and death in a gunfight in some cases. And having one of those on gives you that level of protection. He's given away 11,000 plus of those to law enforcement and to their canine colleagues as well. So, and in addition to that, he is a writer at American Thinker, and he goes around and he talks the good stuff various places as he pushes all of this stuff out. You ought to write a book. You got a book coming out? Tell me about the book, if you have a book coming out, in the next little segment there, because we're about to hear it happen. There it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Michael Letts, and we were just, I was just asking him if he's going to write a book. You going to write a book?
Book will be out in January.
Now, is this going to be like a collection of your various musings that you put out? Because that would be entertaining.
Yes, it will. You know, there are two different, giving a little background here, you know, two different venues. There are the venue of Restoring Justice, Invest USA, where we are at as a country as a whole and what we need to do to restore to make sure there's equal justice for all. That's the initial book that's coming in. They've asked if they can do a book on me itself about, you know, Afghanistan. I told you there's a movie being produced, Trace 4, and Bulletproof Run and some other things. And my, you know, autobiography, shall we say. I didn't think that was as important. That'll be later.
That would be an interesting book. It'd be almost like a short story essay, except it'd be based upon a whole bunch of truths.
Right.
That would be very interesting to read. So, where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I think, you know, it's important that, once again, we take a look at some of the issues that we are driving, making sure the American people understand, and this is what I wanted to bring home, is it is now to the point to where even Donald Trump is recognizing that we're going to have military intervention, a military tribunal. I've had, I don't know how many requests in the last 24 hours from shows across the country. Can you help our listeners understand what and why? Now, I think just a moment to make sure we rear that point here on your show, because your show is tremendously important, too. And what a military tribunal is, it is provided for under the Constitution. There are two different provisions. The Constitution itself provides for a military tribunal appointed and authorized by the commander-in-chief. Now, we both know that Biden's not going to appoint a tribunal to investigate himself. So that wouldn't happen. But shortly after, in the 1790s, they had the War Powers Act. And in the War Powers Act that was adopted by Congress just a few years after we had become a nation, in the War Powers Act, there is a provision for allowing Congress, i.e. starts in the House of Representatives, and that's all the authorities necessary, which obviously that lies in the hands of the Speaker. The Congress who initiate a military tribunal. So you have the basis for it. Why is a military tribunal to be empowered? It was set up for this reason. there are military courts, as we have a military court martial, that deal strictly with the behavior and consequences of that behavior on a military level field. That's when you get militarily dishonorably discharged, et cetera, et cetera. They deal just with military personnel. But it was recognized even in our Constitution that there are those who may not wear a military uniform, but have a direct impact on our military and national security. Especially pertinent today because you're talking about defense industries, you're talking about politicians, you're talking about people now that directly affect national security. What is national security defined as? Well, you know, the Constitution only guarantees a couple things. Provide for the common defense is one of them. Our federal government is supposed to first and foremost take care of defending the American people. So with that having been said, that is what a military tribunal does. Is it is actually, we have them already in place. We're not creating something new. There are military tribunals still in existence and still functional from the Iraq and Afghanistan war. So, and what they do is, remember, the tribunal goes after civilians or those enemy combatants that are attempting to usurp national security. Well, in the incident that we're talking about now is you have an administration that has usurped or abdicated its authority. It has open borders. We have known terrorists that are crossing. Nothing being done to protect the American people. And because of that, they have placed America in a state of risk for national security. That's what a military tribunal was supposed to be charged with investigating, determining whether that is accurate, and then determining what the punishment to that judicial code should be. And that's where we're at today, because I don't think there's any doubt. We have open borders. We are not safe and secure from a national security standpoint. We have an administration that is proposing policies and directives that continue to make us even more unstable and more unsafe. That's why the only people left that can handle this situation, it's not the people that are creating the problems. That wouldn't do any good. It is a military tribunal of junior military officers who go in and take the evidence and determine if it's valid, determine that it actually did break military or civilian judicial code, and then determine what the punishment is. The great thing about a military tribunal is they don't say, oh, there's evidence here. Turn it over to Bill. Let him start investigating. It's a one deal package, the military tribunals. They're convened, they look at the evidence, they determine if there's guilt, they determine what the sentencing should be based on either precedent or based on written law, and they actually execute it. They don't say, okay, send this over to the Justice Department, I'm going to go arrest these people. Nope, doesn't work that way. They do the whole thing in one package, and they do it within 30 to 60 days. They're supposed to be charged doing it within 30 days instead of 10 or 15 years where our judicial system takes now.
Once this military tribunal would meet and everything, where would these people go? Would they be going to a military prison?
Gitmo.
Oh, wow. Worse.
Now, when I say Gitmo, there are other provisions. We have transport ships, military ships that can house them for an indefinite period of time.
Right.
But if you follow them, this is not a conspiracy. If you follow what is happening within our military budget, there has been a large amount of assets and resources dedicated to refurbishing Gitmo and expanding its facilities. Now, why would we be doing that, Bill, prison facilities, when we have 11 worth of others? I mean, does it make any sense unless you're expecting a big influx of people from a federal level who have usurped or abdicated their oath of office and committed treason.
Right. Okay. That would be interesting to watch that play out. That would be really interesting to watch that play out.
Well, make sure you got popcorn and Coke, because I think your ticket's about ready to get called.
Well, I mean, in some places, well, like New York. I know in New York, for example, that they have used social media, and they've actually tracked down where the gangs are.
Right.
Know where they live. Know how many of them there are. And it, you're actually talking about a group about the size of about 1,700 people.
Correct.
And yet they still exist free and clear to navigate in these big cities. And it's going to take, I mean, I don't know that the police departments could actually go out there, go into these interiors of the cities and actually root them out and live.
They can't.
So it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a combat sort of operation to go in there and do that. And I think they, I think Trump realizes it. And, well,
he understands that this problem has become so big and so corrupt that it requires more than just what we currently have on the field of a law enforcement to be able to handle it.
Right.
You have to look at this. I'm using a perfect illustration. We talked about this event on the show with Derek, the officer that was involved, you know, with George Floyd. When a federal agency comes in and takes control and manipulates or, you know, bars evidence, exculpatory evidence, et cetera, et cetera, and send you off to jail, who's bigger than they are to keep it from happening? The only people that can do that is the military. Now, once the issue begins to move forward, you're going to have a lot of local, state law enforcement officers that are going to say, you know what? I'm going to make sure I uphold the Constitution, and I'm not going to allow a federal agency to walk all over my Constitution either.
Right.
And they will help in that situation. But to begin with, it's going to require the military saying, you have stepped across the bounds of our Constitution. You're operating outside the realm of the law, and nobody's above the law.
Run out of time. Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. It's never been about gun control. It has always been about total control. Back in about 21 hours, this is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.